years ago today was a five-night run at Carnegie Hall in New York for Chicago.
Time for Bocote's Rock Gossip on 102.9 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
And you know the song 25 or 6 to 4? Great Terry Kath wah-wah solo. I judge songs by guitar. That's it. The title, though, 25 or 6 to 4, but he was guessing what that meant. It was that they were on the road and they took Route 25 and then they went 6 to 4. Well, now we can find out. We can find out exactly what they were thinking. Robert Lamb wrote the lyrics to it. Came in to a session after being up all night saying, I got a great song. It's called 25 or 6 to 4. Lee Locknane, trumpet player, describes what it means.
I think Robert told us what the title meant, reference to the time of day, because he had been working on the song all day and into the night and into the next morning. So he was a little bleary-eyed, and all of those things came into the lyric. What time is it? The clock was on the other side of the room. What is that, 25? 26 to 4? Oh, my God. Maybe I should go to bed.
Now you know. Kind of interesting here. The history of Queen might have been drastically different. Brian May and Roger Taylor had offers to go elsewhere. Taylor was recruited by Genesis. He's the drummer. And, of course, this was a long time ago, before Phil Collins. He was invited to a studio to hear Genesis, and he got the impression they wanted him to join the band. But he said, it was a little bit too prog for me, meaning progressive. And he also got an offer from Mick Ronson and Ian Hunter. The band would have been Hunter, Ronson, Taylor. That does not fly off your tongue. Brian May says Sparks approached him in 1974. You know, Sparks, their major hit in England, This Town Ain't Big Enough for Both of Us. Yeah, me neither. They wanted him to join the band. And they told him, look, Brian, Queen isn't going anywhere. You're not going to have any more hits, but we're going to conquer the world. Right. Wrong. He said thanks, but no thanks.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 102.9 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.